Hey, Captain Tim Cutting here, Golden Isles, Brunswick, Georgia. I hope everybody's New Year is starting off nice. We got a little bit of rain come through today, which is Wednesday, January 3rd. The trout fishing's been off a little bit. I'm not sure why. I've seen a few catches, but a lot of folks have been struggling. Most of it since the cold snap. Red fishing still remains real strong. And they're in their usual haunts. Low tide seems to be best. Oyster bars or any man-made structure. And of course, you see some laid-down trees. Those are always a good target. One thing we hadn't talked in depth about this time of year is sheep's head. And sheep's head are not only pretty hard fighting, very good eating, but they're amazingly easy enough to catch once you figure out where they are and just apply a few pretty simple techniques. First, we'll talk about fishing them with a cork or a float, or more exactly, an adjustable float rig. This float rig, if you Google it, will let you fish multiple depths. One of the nice things about it is that it works as a pretty good strike indicator, too. That right there is the tricky part, though. Being that it is a strike indicator, the strike is very light. Sometimes the cork will just slide off in one direction or another. Sometimes it may just jiggle a little bit. And if they eat it pretty good, they may sink it. Like in any sheep's head fishing, we like to lift on the fish, just a steady lift, and feel if he's there. And once he's there, then we'll sock it to him. The cork, like I said, again, any depth. You pull up to, say, a dock pile and it's 7 feet. Set that cork about 6.5, and you may even want to set it at about 6, and then 3, and then 2, just to see if you can work the whole column. And of course, the traditional method is to just have a sinker as much as you need to keep it down, not too much, or you won't feel the bite. We like a sliding sinker with a short leader, and of course, you drop it to the bottom, pick it up just barely, and again, when you feel just a little bit of weight, lift up. Don't snatch real hard, or you may miss the fish, it'll bounce off his teeth. Killer crabs are the preferred bait, but they will eat shrimp. And we do like to just bust the tail off up to real close to the head, maybe leave one section left, and hide the hook inside the shrimp, and even leave the hook buried inside the head. This is a pretty effective method when you can't find killer crabs, and yes, they'll eat those very hard. Going into next week, hopefully we'll have a great trout and redfish report as we hope to get on the water for the next few days if the weather will let us. Happy New Year, you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.